Kristen Lombardi is an investigative reporter at the Center for Public Integrity and one of the authors of the report. She's with us from our bureau in New York. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Rebecca.
So since the subtitle of your report is A Frustrating Search for Justice, I imagine that sort of sums up what you found. What were your main findings?
Well, just by way of background, myself and my co-reporter, Kristen Jones, set out to examine how colleges handle and adjudicate sexual assault cases 9 months ago. And we interviewed 48 college administrators, hearing conduct officers, lawyers, scholars, victim advocates. We tried to get the full range of people who would come in contact with students who would report. We also interviewed 33 female students who reported to their school administrations being raped by fellow students. And we surveyed 152 crisis services programs and clinics on or near college campuses across the country. I'd say what we found was pretty troubling. You know, if you step back and you look at the big picture, there's a culture of silence around campus sexual assault, and it's rooted in a staggering statistical reality, which is the majority of students who are sexually assaulted on campus remain silent. That national study that you referred to also goes on to say that more than 95% of college women who are sexually assaulted do not report to campus police or campus officials. So, you know, we did intersect with this finding personally in our interviews. You know, many victims we found don't identify what happened to them as sexual assault, and that was pretty striking to me.
And just to clarify for our listeners, how did you define sexual assault for the purposes of this report?
Well, we defined it as, I'll be honest, most of the people we talked to reported being raped, but we define sexual assault beyond rape to be, you know, fondling or unwanted sexual contact. That would be, you know, the gist of so a broader definition basically than just rape. But most of the students that we did interview reported being actually raped.